Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Reverse Cowboy.
Hello. We're off.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
I fucking feel amazing today. Really amazing. It's Friday, isn't it?
It's got that Friday feeling.
It has, man. It's the morning. It's 10 a.m.
This is the earliest we've ever recorded a podcast.
I must be a morning person. I never know. It's a sunny day. Do you know what it is? It's a sunny day.
Spring's in the air, isn't it?
We're boozing early. Are you boozing? Or is that your non-alcohol shit?
No, I don't drink. It's non-alcoholic.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so I'm boozing early. Of course it is. Yeah, you don't drink. No, sorry, Kevin don't even fucking listen.
No, I don't. Kevin, if you're listening.
We can't. We can't. It's too soon. Listen, we'll fight. We can't. It's fucking hell.
Kevin.
No, stop.
Come back, Kevin. Text me back.
No, I'll tell him next week when I meet
fuck
up.
Fuck off.
I'll tell him next week when I meet up to him to discuss some filming we're doing together.
This guy's trying to steal my boyfriend.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I played hard to get.
I know, and he's fucking dumped me now, and he's just hanging out with you.
If you like someone, just go quiet. Just ignore him.
I even quit drinking for him.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
I know, yeah.
All right, anyway. What a one. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a little while. We've been,
Well, we met up, didn't we, and had a strategy meeting.
Yeah, we got a strategy meeting. You're about to enter a business plan with us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm doing all right, yeah. I went to watch the Beatles the other day.
The Beatles?
Yeah, they're back.
Are
they? No, I went to watch the bootleg Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles with my mum. It was my mum's 70th birthday. Me and my brother took her to watch the Beatles, and the bootleg Beatles, and she was, I think, like, my mum's amazing, but she, my mate's dad manages them, so I managed to get her, she wanted to meet the band, so I got to meet the band, and they're all dressed up, they look like the Beatles a bit, and they're fucking brilliant.
What was his name?
Epstein. Yeah. My mum was like sobbing when she met the John Lennon. She's like going, oh my God, can't believe. I was like, in my head I'm thinking,
does he act like
this? Hello Sue, how are you doing? You all right? And he had the full like makeup on and everything, and I was going, is my mum 70th? So I thought, let her live, but I was like, this is completely demented. The bloke got shot 40 years ago, and she, in her head, she's meeting John Lennon. Yeah, they are very good. So
in reality, it's John Lennon.
It's just a fucking dickhead with a fake nose.
You know what?
Best
thing John Lennon ever did was
get shot.
Because he'd be so uncool now. He'd be like Paul McCartney, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Like running around throwing up the peace signs in a pair of Skechers.
I reckon.
Fuck off, mate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you'd have gone as far as Paul.
Do you wear Skechers? Sorry.
I don't. I've not got Skechers on.
No, it's an audio podcast, mate. It's meant to be comedy.
That's my orthopedic shoe.
What, one Skecher?
Skecher.
They are really orthopedic.
Yeah.
Do you like them cloud? Do you know them on cloud trainers?
No.
Wearing?
I saw someone who got stood in dog shit.
That's
yeah, they're perfect for dog shit.
That's how we are, because we think the same.
Yeah, the same.
I've got loads to talk
about. Well, we got a special guest coming in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
We have Jules Cameron, who I randomly met about 10 years ago, and then we just got back in touch for Uncle Wayne.
It's not another 80-year-old woman, is it? It's not one of your 80-year-old mates.
She don't look 80. Might be, though. I don't know. It's a birthday today.
You told me this girl. Her name's Jules Cameron. And in my head, she was called Jules Jordan.
So Jordan.
Jules Jordan.
It's called George Jordan all day.
But what I'm going to do.
It's a birthday.
Because she's not here yet, just for my own amusement.
get your dick out now.
Just, no, I'm just going to see how long I can go without saying her name for, but just variations on her name. All right, Jay, you don't shorten down girls' names, do you?
No.
Oh, don't say anything.
JJ.
Yeah, JJ. Exactly that. And that's why I thought it was Jules Jordan, but yeah, JJ. Yeah.
Oh, here she is. Jules Jordan.
All right, Jay.
So yeah, you're outside. I'll come and get you now. Reverse
cowboy. So I've got loads to talk about today. I've took a load of notes. Actually, do you know what it was? I've not smoking weed on yet, which is quite a big achievement for me. But to substitute it, I've started munching edibles, which is just a different. Yeah, they're great. But I'm not doing it every day, but I have had one this morning on the tube because we're in Camden, one of the piss holes of the world, Camden. If you're not from London and you've got this feeling that you need to go to Camden to tick a box, it's just a shit. It's proper shit. I don't even know what we're doing in Camden, to be honest. To be honest, it's not even Camden. It's 0.8 miles away from Camden, and I know that because I had to do the walk. But yeah, by the looks of it, these edibles just make me chat shit. But I'll vomit over there. The rock goth emo kid, he skateboarded downstairs to go and get Jay. So yeah, let's see what Jay's all about. You know the mod kind of helmet nut? Paul Weller haircut. What's all that about? And what about that Liam Gallagher hairdo he had for a bit, the bowl, like the Super Bowl? That was horrid. I can't talk about haircuts. I've just had my haircut. It was. I like my hair. I've got like a woman's haircut, and I like it, but like a homeless woman kind of vibe. But my usual hairdresser, Yasmin, was on holiday, the little fucker. No one told me that when I booked the appointment. Anyway, wait, do you ever get a haircut off someone with a shit haircut? And you just, it doesn't really make sense, does it? And this was like a Chinese woman. She had I'd call it like a number 7 all over. It was like an overgrown skinhead. And I didn't trust her from the off, and we just didn't speak. She didn't like me. I didn't like her. There was a lot of political tension, and I ended up letting her run. So she's given me what I could only describe as a Sue Perkins, which I've caked in gel just to try and disguise it somewhat. I can hear his rollerblades. Wait. Here comes Vomit. So, yeah. Here she is. Hello. All right, Jay. You all right?
How are you?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, nice to meet you. Reverse
cowboy. Introduce our guest.
Yeah. That's what, all right. Fucking hell, man. Why are you trying to be so assertive all of a sudden, Alpha?
Because there's a girl in the room.
Exactly. So we've got a girl in the room. We don't know what to do.
We've just been arm wrestling.
The last time we had a girl in the room, it went terribly.
Because of you.
Because of me. But this time it's not, because I'm just going to be super friendly and right on, brother. So our guest is Jules. Jordan?
Jules.
What's your second
Jordan.
Name? Oh, it's not. It's Jules Cameron. It's
David Cameron's daughter, Jules Cameron. Welcome to hell, Jules Cameron.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's all right. It's really good of you to come on and just hang around with two idiots and talk shit for a couple of hours on your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Even though it's Sunday, your birthday. But
do you like birthdays? I fucking hate them. My one.
I like don't other know. People. I do like it when people make a fuss of me.
Right.
So you do. Yeah.
I think because, you know, like they say, whatever you didn't have in childhood, like you desperately crave as an adult. And I think as a child, I didn't really have any friends. So I was like, so now I'm just like,
as a child,
celebrate
what, you
me.
Didn't have friends.
Yeah, and I didn't remember.
Oh, that's a hot.
I know.
Were you just a little dickhead?
Disabled?
I don't know.
No, what happened? Why didn't you have friends?
I don't know. I was bullied at school, but I just used to go home and watch loads of soaps. I think that's how I got so good at doing all the accents. It's the soaps.
Are you a professional Jim Carrey impersonator?
No.
Oh, wrong person. Fuck, we booked the wrong guest, man. If you say to someone, look me dead in your eyes and do your bang on 5 out of 5... Jim, please don't fucking do it.
Oh,
I feel like you might.
I was thinking about the mask.
You're processing the thought of doing it whilst you look at someone, and it is the worst thing in the world. There's a woman who does them. She looks
really?
Like him.
Yeah, I've seen her. I don't like it.
Oh,
it sends me under. Because I like a good impression. You're really good at impressions.
Who'd you do?
I don't really know. I do
accents,
more
don't you?
Accents.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite good at accents.
Than impressions. I might just go into it a bit later.
You can do the tough ones like Geordie and stuff like that, can't you?
Northern Irish, I think, is quite tough. I'm pretty good at that.
What about you, Nye?
What about you? Well, my mum is from Belfast. So it's pretty easy for me, actually. I'm actually going over there next week, so I am.
Are you?
Yeah, you are good. You are.
Heading over.
Do you know what I struggle with? I've got two. No, I've got one. I've got your normal Irish accent, not Northern Irish, just general Ireland, whatever they call it.
It's not the normal.
No, but Irish then, all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only one I know is like that, hey, you fucking dirty bastard, that one, yeah? But the Dublin one, I love hearing, because I'm watching a documentary at the minute about Dublin. And
what's the Dublin one?
Oh, I couldn't do
Dublin's
it.
More like that.
It's a bit more...
It's Conor McGregor, the Dublin one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's a bit nicer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit more like fairy tale-y and whimsical rather than the other one sounds a bit. I don't know.
It's quite brash, isn't it?
Parshar.
Are you good at micro accents? Like, for example, can you tell?
Oh my God.
It's a new thing. I just made it up. Them edibles just made it up. Micro accents. East London, West London. Can you go?
Well, I suppose East and West London, sort of West London, you mean sort of posh.
Well, you got that one.
I don't like the Grenfell accent.
What?
That's quite.
What I'm saying is.
I don't want to do that.
No. I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying.
That's getting edited.
I'm saying.
No, I've
no, I'm saying the other side of West London, the rude boy side.
The rude boy side. I mean,
Brentford.
I could probably have a go at it in a bit. But I used to live in London, but I've actually been out of here for quite a long time.
Where the fucking hell do you live now, mate?
I'm about to move back to London. I'm trying to find somewhere to live at the moment. Okay. I'm currently back in the Midlands. I'm in a transitional period in life right now. Yeah, it's where I grew up, rugby.
Reverse cowboy. There's a prison in the Isle of Man. And they've got the wrong laws in the Isle of Man.
It's a prison. It's a prison within a prison.
Right, no, but there, it's like the nicest, it's well known as the nicest prison in the world. And like, when there's a documentary on it and it's dead for everyone's sound as fuck.
There's one in Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden, you probably just get given like a mega house.
It's incredible. It's like a mansion.
Yeah, you just go to like the Love Island villa for a year.
Yeah, it's worth it. If you can do what you want in Sweden, because if you go to prison, then normally it's like absolutely beautiful.
No, I've seen that. What's that?
I used to be a Hell's Angel.
Sorry. That chap that goes on that program and he takes you around all the different that goes around all the different prisons. I forget his name. He was in prison.
Ainsley Harriet. No, not Ainsley Harriet. Ross Kemp.
No, it's another chap. And
what's
I
he going to them
going
for?
To one, you remember him going to one of the Swedish ones, and I'm thinking, wow, that's nicer
it's
than
better than
that.
My house. Yeah,
yeah, it's like low rise, like Scandi build.
Yeah, it's very like IKEA vibes. Yeah.
You get back.
It's got the clean lines.
It's exactly what it is. It's, I always like to describe things. I'm a very visual person, but if you can, she summed that up perfectly. It's IKEA vibes.
Yeah,
that kind of low slung up
Billy bookcase.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like medium rare.
Meatballs.
A bit like a psychotherapist's room.
Everything's exactly.
Laid back.
They believe in rehabilitation, don't they, rather than punishment?
MDF.
Oh, do.
The Scandis, they believe in rehabilitation rather than punishment. So they're trying to turn you into a good human and not just punish you and make you worse. You know what I mean? So
Scandi Peters.
They've got it right, I think. I agree. There's just too many people in this country, so we've just got to bang them from in. Reverse
cowboy. Jules,
yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Do you know anyone from Made in Chelsea?
I actually do.
Do you?
Which one?
I'll meet with a few.
I know Fran, but she used to be in it. I don't watch it anymore,
Fran?
So I wouldn't know. She was in it some time ago.
Oh,
I was at uni
so
with
you
her.
Don't really do.
Well, she was quite.
That's
she was a big name in the game at some
the way
point.
You said it.
You mean like now? Do I know anyone?
Yeah.
I don't
the kind
watch
of the
it. Now.
Is it still on?
Yeah, like it's really still underwhelming,
going.
Man. I'm glad.
Who watches that?
Yeah. I just thought you might.
Why? Then, why did you
rugby?
Think I might?
No, you look like
because I'm from rugby.
You look like you could be on it. You dress well. You look very chic.
Thank you.
So you went to boarding school.
Yeah.
And did you go to one in your hometown, you said?
Yeah.
It's like your parents just wanted to get rid of you. You're about a mile away, your house.
No, I mean, I was a day boarder, so I had to go home at the end of the night, but I hated going home, so I used to sneak in and stay.
Oh.
But basically, it was just like cheaper to not be a boarder because it was a public school.
You used to sneak into a boarding school?
I'd just stay in my friend's rooms because I didn't go home without them having to pay the extra fee of being a full boarder. Because it was great fun. Like, being boarding school was awesome because you're with your mates all the time. And,
what age do you reckon, is it? I'm probably way too old to sneak into a boarding school now.
Yeah,
I don't think you should be sneaking into
any school. Anywhere, really.
Sneaking
as a verb is
where
a bit off, isn't it?
Do you remember as a kid, I don't know if it ever happened to you guys, it happened at my primary school a couple of times, you'd be playing out in the playground, and then all of a sudden the dog had broken into school and it was the best thing that had ever happened.
Yeah.
There's a dog in! And the dog would be running around like going wild because all the kids were chasing it. The dog would be like, what's going on? Simple times.
You probably didn't because you grew up north and you grew up in rugby. Did you ever have the rumour about the Chelsea Smilers?
The slicing?
Yeah.
We did. I've heard
basically,
it.
Basically, so listen to this.
Chelsea's dead posh.
Imagine you're in primary school and you hear this rumour, and it's true, it's still true, it still happens. But there's a van that drives around with a smiley face painted on the outside of it, and it's a load of geezers, a load of Chelsea fans, and they jump out of the van. And they get you, and they say, you've got to name 5 Chelsea players. And if you don't, they cut you from
that's definitely true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of my main fears as a kid, other than dying, I've always had a mad fear of dying. I think I've spoke about this before.
Yeah.
It's quite a good instinct to have, though, right? A fear of dying. It's probably
were you walking around as a kid always knowing
basically,
five current
I think we're
Chelsea
into,
players?
I'm going to prep. I watched some YouTube. No, not YouTube. It wasn't YouTube. It was whatever. Instagram last night. Yeah. And I'm being bombarded with Nuke advice. What to do. So I'm clued up. I know what to do in that situation.
The thing is, for this warning thing, there's this system setting up. That said,
what is it? Why would the fucking be doing it? Like, we've got the telly and the internet if we want to know about weather.
Yeah.
There's that one reason. We're getting nuked, baby girl.
No, but they did all this in the 80s. We didn't get nuked. However, I don't want the warning. I just want to be turned to dust when I'm like having a wank or something. I don't want, you got 5 minutes. Just don't tell me.
You know what my theory is? Yeah. The globe is too populated, way too populated. The powers that be know that. Yeah. China and Russia have decided we're going to have a nuclear war. We're going to take out 80%, oh, I don't know, 50% of the fucking population.
But where's your,
and do you know
where's
what
your sources for this?
Yeah, no, my sources
YouTube.
Are YouTube. Internet. Yeah,
YouTube.
My dad. Yeah. Right? And you know what it is? Unluckily what? For you.
Yeah.
Pure bloods like myself.
You survived the nuke because you've tweaked it.
We can still accept the antidote to the radiation. Oh. You lot have been injected with basically.
He's talking about
weak
the vaccine. He didn't have the vaccine.
I'm a pure blood.
And he thinks it makes him a better human, and it doesn't. It just makes
my sperm
he's just scared
work
of,
more.
He's just scared of needles.
No, I'm not. No, I just like, listen, I'm pure blood, you're not. And that's gutted, unlucky.
Pure blood. I don't care.
I'm blue blood, not pure blood. But
you are golden blood.
Reverse cowboy.
So it's your birthday on Sunday, is it?
Yeah.
So do you believe in astrology?
I actually do, yeah. I do believe in astrology because I've had readings and sadly, most of what they said has come true.
Okay.
Really?
So is it like astrology is a way of predicting events based on the assumption that is like constellations, when you were born, are the planets and stars in some way determine or indicate changes or like they will predict. Is that true?
I think so. I can't tell you the sort of scientifics of it, but everything is energy, right? And
is
everything has a gravitational pull upon the Earth, so why wouldn't it have a pull on us? We're 70% water, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the
71, I think.
Okay.
I agree with that bit. However, the rigid system that we follow, or people who are into it do, you know, the 12 signs and all those things, that was like formed like, I think it was like 3,000 years ago or something, someone came up with that. And since then, I think, I read somewhere like the Earth's axis has shifted loads. So it's like they're not actually relevant anymore. But
such a liar. You haven't heard that.
My reading, which I had, was Chinese astrology, which I think is slightly different.
Oh, God.
No.
But,
is it? No, I'm just interested in it. But if someone's got the same birthday as you, should they have similar characteristics to you?
No,
because
no.
You share your birthday with
Nazi
shoemaker Rudolf Dassler, who started Puma. His brother Adidasler started Adidas, and Rudolf Dassler started Puma, and they were both Nazis. So if you ever thought about killing some Jews or making some shoes, no,
it's not. It has to be to do with the time of your birth and the
year.
Because I think me and Victoria Beckham also have the same birthday.
Very similar energy.
I don't know where it came from, but I saw a quote yesterday randomly. It's Rio Ferdinand saying, "I've never seen Victoria Beckham eat anything."
Well, is he following around? Like,
I don't know, but that's me just jumping in, giving you something that I heard before I forget it, and now carry on about astrology. Yeah.
Rio.
Apparently she does eat the same meal every day for the last 25 years.
I hope Brooklyn's not cooking it. Fucking hell.
I've only ever had one wet dream, and it was about Victoria Beckham.
Really?
It was me and Victoria Beckham in the back of a black cab going across Blackheath. And if you've ever had a wet dream, and I know people are listening.
I had one this morning.
There's a couple of fucking losers in Bulgaria listening, but some of you might have had wet dreams. And as you'll know, the person you have the wet dream about for life now, I can't look Victoria Beckham in the eye. If I meet her, I feel like I have.
Yeah.
I've got history. I'm telling you, that's how it works for man. The girls have wet dreams.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think so.
Do they really? Not wet dreams.
Girls can't have orgasms.
Just
we all know
dreams.
That. We've tried.
Well, maybe they do.
Recently,
well, you tell
sadly,
me.
But sure we'll have at some point.
When's the last time you had a wetty, Sam?
A long time ago, actually. I don't know. I think I've just become so miserable and numb and the inside that it takes a lot.
You
takes a lot.
I disagree. You don't have to be cheerful to have a wet dream, mate. Some of the most miserable people in the world have wet.
I just wanted to ask one more thing about astrology.
Oh, yeah.
Astrology.
Yeah, a couple more things.
Okay.
What does Mercury retrograde mean? Is that just an excuse for people when they've been a dick?
Sorry,
I was a cunt to you last week. My Mercury was in retrograde.
It's meant to be to do with communication. And so, like, typically when Mercury's retrograde, like, electronics and, like, stuff, like, phones fuck up. Or I don't know, just stuff, like, messes up. Or, like, your computer bloody goes down or whatever. That seems to be the sort of... Yeah, I mean, having these excuses.
Yeah, I mean, we're all looking for an answer and a reason. And we're all looking for something to blame, or someone to blame. So, yeah.
The full moon definitely does have an effect, don't you think?
Blame Tom, blame
Mike. Think?
Yeah, that does,
like,
I think.
I feel like shit goes
people
off
go a bit mad, don't they? Yeah. Crime levels go up, don't they? People are called lunatics because of the lunar.
I blame Tony B. Liar, war criminal. I'm going to arrest him on site.
Do you know Mystic Meg? She died, didn't
recently,
she?
I know.
But if she was really good at what she did, would she not have read her own thing and go, oh, my Pluto's moving into orbit, so I might stop breathing in my sleep. Shit.
Well, she might have known. We don't know. But
she died in Notting Hill with 17 cats alone.
Oh, God.
Is that good or bad? I can't decide. I think 17's too many, isn't it?
I think more than two is too many.
Yeah, I think, 17's too many.
That's the definition of a cat lady, isn't it?
Smelly old mystic bitch.
Yeah, I don't like talking ill of anyone dead, really. I kind of had this out on Twitter yesterday.
Don't like talking ill of anyone dead?
No, I don't, really. I find it crass and cheap.
Well, it's not, that's just a fact.
What about Adolf Hitler?
No, still. I find it crass and cheap. I do.
Yeah,
it's a golden rule.
He's not here to defend himself, Adolf, so you don't know all the facts. You don't know all the facts.
Once you start allowing some and not others, then you're fucked, because it's subjective, but... Yeah, just as a golden rule. Because that you had that. There was a bloke yesterday walking around Naples, or not walking around Naples, but he had an England flag with Diego's in a box on it.
About Maradona?
Yeah, and it's the wrong place to do that.
Yeah, and also, he's a legend. Don't do it about him.
No, I'm
talking about Maradona.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it about him.
Especially not in
do
Naples.
Do it about cunts, though. Laugh at cunts being dead.
Yeah, no. Yeah, laugh at them, but... Oh, yeah. What was I saying?
You're saying we can't talk ill of the dead, and I'm like...
Oh, is that what I said?
They're dead.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant you can't walk around with a flag with they're in a box. Like, Maggie's in a box. All the football crowd, that Maggie in a box. Everyone in a fucking box.
What was that
box.
About? Thatcher?
People who are dead are in a box. And people walk around gloating because they think everyone cares.
Well, they're going to end up in a box, too.
Shut up, fucking box.
I like Maradona. I know he's probably a bit naughty, but, I don't think that's really...
Maradona was
really
the best.
Nice. Yeah, he's good at football, so leave him alone.
Yeah, carry on. Sorry, I just fucking thought I'd...
Reverse cowboy.
Did you laugh when the Queen died, or is she your grandma?
Fucking hell, what a question.
Nah, see, you know what I mean? Like, was you trying to
or both?
Laugh.
That was straight from the skateboard park.
My dad used to work for the Queen.
Really? Doing what?
What a good man.
Killing orphans?
No, he was a Scots Guard, so he actually led the Queen's 70th birthday parade. So we've got this beautiful picture in our living room with my dad, and he's like leading the whole parade. Got a lot of respect for the Queen.
Okay, all right.
He loved her. He loved her.
I fucking hate the royals.
I
love your dad, but David. But
my dad's a legend.
Yeah, David, but I'm not.
David.
David Cameron, he did it.
David. Apparently I'm at loosely. There is a loose.
Oh, God, get out. Get the fuck out. You've ruined the country.
I don't know.
You've got great teeth. They can't be your two.
And then I've just had them done, actually.
They're fucking.
Oh, we should mention as well that you and I met years ago through a friend very briefly. This but we've just met again. We just met again. Who have we met through? Who's the link? Uncle Wayne.
Uncle Wayne.
Uncle Wayne.
Oh, yeah, shit, we all know Wayne.
Yeah.
Uncle Wayne's he's bringing people together.
He does bring people together.
He does.
Father Christmas, isn't he? Real Father Christmas.
He is. I made a track with Uncle Wayne like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and
Oh, my God, stop it.
I did. An Uncle
Can
Wayne
I be in the video
fan.
As like one of the hip hop hoes?
We're going to do.
Yeah,
please let me be in the video.
We're doing a Christmas number one with him, and you've got to be in that.
God, I can sing.
Wait, listen. Right. By the way, listeners, why are you fucking Bulgarian? At this Christmas number one, I know what it is.
Yeah, we're doing a Christmas number one. Yeah, we're doing a Christmas number one.
You want to hear the song, it's unreal.
We'll play it to you in a bit.
We're working with Wayne on this Christmas number one.
You had it at first.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of like Wayne charity angle?
He's
covering a song.
He's giving it to the song,
but the art. He's a visual world these
days. He's giving the money to the Down syndromes, isn't he? He loves them.
Money away. It's going to be Christmas number one. It's a good thing. It's going to be a guerrilla advertising campaign, but the video is going to be gold. Once you get the video and that goes round. Listen, we're using it on TikToks and whatnot.
We've managed to convince Wayne to let us direct and produce the video, so we're going to make it. But we also, the song was,
it came from our pocket.
No, I'm not saying it was, but we came up with it.
Oh, the song isn't original.
No, it's not original, but we got him to sing it, and now he's done the version, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
He's got the perfect voice.
His voice, actually, I heard him sing on something. Oh, I think I might.
You've heard it.
I think Wayne sent this
That came from us.
Oh, what? Wayne sent
Has he got the perfect voice for you? Or what?
He's got the perfect voice.
That's because we bigged him up. He started flinging it out to
I didn't even know
have
that.
Have you got history? Have you got history
with who? Wayne's good friend.
Wayne told me to ask you about.
We've had some fun. No.
Wayne told me to ask you to tell us what happened in his bath.
Fucking hell, here we go. You're just friends, yeah?
Happened in Wayne's bath, Jules?
No, nothing happened in his
bath. No,
I just have a habit of when I'm slightly wasted to get in the water.
Run the bath, Leo.
I love that, a bath when I'm out
of it. Or shower or bath or whatever.
You shouldn't have a bath when you're on drugs because that's when you die. Oh, if it's too hot, it
buzz kill.
You. No, yeah.
I've just got in the bath. I'm surrounded in bubbles. Emo goth pops his head round the door.
Do you remember that guy who was like a children's TV presenter? Like he hung himself at Paddington Station because his girlfriend. They were just having a few lines.
What,
and
the
she
art attack guy.
Yeah.
I went on one art attack as a kid. That really
did you?
Me,
yeah. Oh, it's awful. No, but do you know what?
I loved him.
Doing it.
Yeah, he was great. I met
doing
him.
It at Paddington Station.
That's a bit weird, isn't it? I mean, that's like his final piece of art.
What? So lots of people just found
him. He likes something.
I mean, lots of people. Probably one.
Imagine though, if you're like, it's
after
so
a
weird.
Of hours, someone went, "Hey, kicked you off heart attack up there."
Yeah, because he had that really nice smiley face.
11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh god,
it's so weird. Tremendous. He did it there though. Yeah, he's like, "Fuck this, I've had enough," and he's like, "I'll tell you where I'll go, Paddington Station."
I like it.
And then he found this bit.
I'd like to do it off Tower Bridge.
Yeah,
I would have liked it.
Spectacular.
To do it,
but yeah.
Go, you know what I mean?
That was a.
Make a spectacle of yourself.
I know. Do you know what? I'll take all of that. Rewind.
Yeah.
Suicide is naughty, don't do
Wayne,
it.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Wayne.
No, do you know what it was? You know how his friend Charlie Sloth has that fire in the booth?
Oh, don't tell me that fucking Charlie Sloth.
No, he wasn't there. But what I just had an idea.
I don't know him.
Oh, mate.
It's called Fire in the Bath. And I was trying to reenact the idea.
What's fire in the bath?
It was meant to be a sort of sketch where someone's in the bath.
Fire
and
in the booth
they
is
fart
that
in
when
the bath.
Charlie Sloth got his little robot machine with. Pull
yeah,
up.
Something like that.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No. Some radio, wait, mate, this Charlie Sloth is one of the weirdest fuckers you've ever seen. Right?
Weirder than
you
me
know,
and you.
He's going to be game as arseholes. No, but you know what? Break it down. What the fuck are you doing, bro? Looks like Ming the Merciless.
He's from Northampton, but he sounds like
about?
He's from...
This is what I'm talking about.
He's from down the road
he
from
paints
me.
Paints himself orange. Sounds like he's from fucking...
I've got to Google this
the middle of Lewisham.
Yeah.
Charlie
Sloth.
Like
LEG, but he's got his own fucking... He's a massive... He's involved with AU Vodka. He's made a fortune.
But he wasn't... He a hip-hop...
That's what bright orange.
Yeah. So he's got a booth at Radio 1 where he just
fire
creates
in the
fire.
Fire in the booth.
People come bring the fire. And this beautiful young lady over here, she does fire in the bath.
I've got no idea what's going on
I
here.
I like a bath. I have to fucking shower, man.
No,
shower
I know. It's
shit.
Just lovely to have a bath, isn't it, at the end of the night.
I like watching football in the bath.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I'm not
do
that.
I don't. I will. I
are you
won't.
On to
I'm
this lionesses thing?
I'm not into it. I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
I hate all them
sorry
lionesses.
About that.
You're just such a fucking gammon.
I am. You know
your
I'm
Twitter
not,
is just gammon.
My Twitter is gammon.
You need to
what?
Calm down.
Shut up.
You're just like, oh, bloody hell, fucking trans people and fucking women football.
Reverse cowboy.
Jules, tell us what you do.
Okay. I'm a voiceover artist, but I also do comedy. I've started doing comedy sketches, which is the direction I want
video
to go.
Video sketches.
Yeah, video sketches.
And they're on Instagram.
They
yeah,
are.
Right, right.
That's how we met, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm just getting you to tell the four listeners in Bulgaria where to find you.
Hashtag at Jules Cameron TV.
Oh, are you on TikTok as well?
I am, but I'm a bit hopeless on TikTok. I need to figure that one out.
Yeah,
but
I'll figure that out.
Thing is, you're over 30, so being on TikTok instantly makes you a paedophile.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, actually not, because you're not a male.
Wayne's on there. Yeah. Sorry. It's not that. No, I started doing them in lockdown because I was bored and apparently...
They're very funny.
Yeah. My ex, soon to be ex-husband, told me I was quite funny and good at impressions and stuff. So I'm putting stuff out in lockdown.
So he wasn't that bad then. He sounds quite encouraging.
So you've got to tell us a story.
I haven't said he's bad.
Basically, I've heard a rumour... that your husband left you for some monks. Is that true?
He's a monk.
Yeah, my husband did leave me to become a monk. I am
you know
currently
what?
Married to
of,
a monk.
Of all the fucking people for your husband to leave you to, that is honourable. In a way,
is it?
In a way,
no,
would you rather it be a woman?
Well, he didn't leave me to become a monk.
Rather
I
it be a woman?
I turned him into a monk. I just leave men.
Don't put that on
I
yourself.
I lead men to enlightenment. That's just what I do.
No, don't put that on yourself.
May cause...
Did you plan this then?
Sorry?
Did you plan this, that he was...
No.
Right,
oh God!
So just,
Don't watch that one. I know. What do you want? The backstory?
Yeah, come on.
I'll tell you the backstory. I know, this is what I like to think. This is why he's a monk, and it's not just because I'm a fucking nightmare.
Do you think it's because he wants to wank off some guys in a monastery?
Oh God, I don't know. But apparently, did you hear that story on Vice the other day that these monks in Thailand, near where he learned to become a monk, actually all got taken out because they were all found to be on meth? Yeah,
they've all been doing MDMA and meth, haven't they?
Yeah. I thought, oh, is that why he's popped over?
You know what? We can do that here, though.
Did you not suspect? Like when girls find out their fellas are cheating on them or whatever, there's probably a degree of suspicion. Did you not like, oh, why the fuck do you keep hanging around with these monks?
No, but basically, I'll take a few steps back. Then what happens, 2 years into our marriage, he was a life coach, motivational speaker, athlete, did all these crazy challenges. And
one of them was become a monk.
That was on the way. So he was cycling from top of England to the bottom of England and for a charity thing.
This guy's a maniac.
Absolutely maniac. And he got in a hit and run. He was run over and left for dead on the side of the road.
God.
So basically what happened was he died, came back to life as a different fucking person.
And he's like, I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Yeah, basically. He was like, oh, what am I doing?
Great, he's back.
No, we're like...
Look at it that way. Look at it like you've had a bit of a result.
I've had a result.
You're still friends? Not really.
So much at the moment. The monk life is not for me. It's not what you want, is it? To be part of the CV, i.e.
Monk. Monk or monkey?
He's monking around.
Right. What are him leaving from...
He changed, obviously, a lot. But it's a normal thing. When people have near-death accidents, they do tend to...
So he came back and...
He wasn't like, okay, woke up and was like, I'm a monk. It wasn't like that. It was
Get your hands off me!
It was a slow burner.
Have you ever had a near-death, Ajay?
No.
No. Have you ever had it?
I've had hundreds of them, yeah.
But you didn't come back with that sort of...
No.
Have you ever gone out of your body and seen yourself in third person?
No, have you?
No.
No, I've not done that.
Has anyone?
I was that one.
Yeah.
I
had a girlfriend once that claimed she did that.
And that might have happened in a K-hole.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, K-holes, man.
Monks, you might know more because your husband's left. You might have done some research.
He's left me for some monks.
He has.
He's left. I don't think he's left. I don't think
he transcended.
He started talking about the monk stuff and that was sort of the straws.
He started talking about what?
He started talking about wanting to go and live abroad and do sort of these long treks with monks in the Himalayas. And I thought, so I'm just going to be here and you're just going to be there. Not sure this is really going to work out.
But you wanted that companionship, right?
That's why you got married.
What's the point? You know what I mean? It's not what I signed up for.
My mum and she would probably love that. If I said I'm going to walk around and...
Maybe when you've been married for 20 years and you're fed up with them.
I've not been married for 20 years.
I was living in a house in the middle of nowhere. So this isn't quite my
life. And he was just over there.
And it was all a bit much. So I basically, we separated and it's his path and I respect his
path. No matter what religion someone is.
It's not my path.
Exactly. So that's
it. It's not my path. But basically what happened was after we separated, he started talking about the monk thing, but I didn't really think it was a goer. But literally as soon as we separated, he just fled to Thailand, moved there. And then literally had this sort of summer, hot mess summer, where I ended up in Ibiza with bloody Wayne Lineker.
That's how you met Wayne.
I hadn't heard from my ex for 6 weeks. And I thought, what nice going on? No emails or anything. And I'd been out for a proper 3-day bender, like party with Wayne Lineker. The next morning, where is he? What's going on? Next morning, I wake up after 3-day bender and there's a picture on Facebook of him like in an orange robe. I'm officially a monk and I just thought, God, I'd like to not be any more different right now.
So monks have Facebook?
Yeah, only it's a part-time monk. Yeah, they're part-time. But it's all the rage now to be a part-time monk. Yeah.
See, monks, don't they give up all their worldly possessions? So you should get 100% in the divorce.
He's part-time. Yeah, he's part-time.
He's the only monk with trainers on.
No, he's part-time. He's now just still doing his normal job in life, but
So he went drastic. He left you for Al-Qaeda and then just ended up being a normal Muslim.
I mean, how horrible are you to live with? That's what we need to ask.
I know, that's it.
He's literally gone halfway across the world.
I didn't turn him onto another gender. I literally turned him on to no one. He'd rather still live in a cave and have no human contact than be married to me.
No, listen, he's crazy. She's such a lovely girl, isn't she?
She's extremely lovely.
Yeah, you didn't even warm
her. I met you for about 5 minutes.
To be fair.
Yeah, but yeah, you must. I bet he's just like down the road in like Croydon. He's just like photoshopping these things, like pretending he's in Thailand.
I know. Yeah, great, I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I am currently married to a monk. So yeah, don't know what the next couple are in for.
Can I ask you a question? Is he a posh guy?
No, he's South African.
How did you put up with that fucking accent, man?
I actually love the Saffir accent.
I bet you're good at it.
I actually got married in Cape Town.
I used to work with a lot of South fucking Africans. And they're horrible racist cunts.
They are racist, aren't they, a lot of them?
But fuck me, bro, are they entitled?
Lecker, bro.
Christ.
Lecker.
But they are fucking funny.
They're the only people worse than Australians.
I love South Africa.
I'm joking.
I've never really met.
I've never been on.
And I do like an Aussie as well.
South Africans.
I love them.
You really meet one, you find a bit of common ground.
No, I'm joking. I have friends. I have Australian friends.
They say, but you'll always have to fucking beer with them.
Don't believe in apartheid, but apart from that, we can have a beer.
Let's have a barbecue.
Yeah. Let's have a bra.
Yeah.
But monks, I was just thinking about
it. Horrible accent. That's got to be one of the worst.
Oh, it's disgusting.
South African fucking accent, bro. Have you ever met a bossy woman who fucking works for HR? Who's from South Africa?
I like it.
I used to have a normal job, and I used to have a fucking battle.
Stop showing off.
I did. I used to work for Bloomberg for years.
Oh, really?
Worked for them for 12 years. Oh, wow. In the end, I had a battle with a fucking HR woman from South Africa.
Okay. Yeah,
she was a tough nut. Start being chased by the DEA.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
A tough HR.
Oh, wow.
She used to walk around the office with an Alsatian.
How dare she?
That's a move, isn't it? It's a psychological fucking warfare.
Intimidation technique, trust me.
Hello, it's Wayne and the Greer. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
Monks, though, right? I was thinking about it. And like, are they just lazy bastards? Because they go, I'm going to devote myself to God. I'm just going to sit down every day and have a think. I'm just going to think. You know what I mean? And I'll just chill out. Because I'd like to do that. I'd just like to sit on my ass and think all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a form of escape.
Get a job.
He does have a job as well. Because I said, like, you can just be a part-timer. But I think, for the full-timers who aren't doing meth every day.
That's now
a thing. Mm. The meth monks. Yeah, it's pretty just sit there and meditate. I actually did a five-day silent meditation retreat. So I know what their life's a bit like. It was quite nice not to have to make small talk with people, actually. I quite enjoyed it. I mean,
apart from that, though, did you ever find any enlightenment by not talking?
Have you met me?
Yeah, we just
like, fucking bored. I've been worse.
Have you been to Bali?
No, I haven't, but I have just come back from Goa, which is a similar vibe, I'm told. Yeah. But yeah, so...
I nearly got nonced in Bali once when I was 12.
Goa's meant to smell, nearly.
People say Goa smells.
Well, India has an odour.
Fuck.
People just do shits in the street, don't they?
Goa doesn't smell, but you mean you're talking about these sort of spiritual
My mum and dad went to Goa and said, listen, that place fucking stinks. She said, all the photos might look that way, but if you turn the camera 180 degrees, you've got a big mountain of rubbish behind you.
Yeah, it is like that in India. You just embrace it. You've got to embrace it, babe. You've got to embrace it.
Can you do an Indian accent?
Not really. I'm not allowed.
You go on, do it.
No, I'm not.
You can on this podcast. It's fine.
I can't.
He does one all the time, and I have to edit it out.
No, I've got a character. I've got a character called the Indian commentator.
Go on, then.
Yeah. You don't care.
Manchester United, the trophy hunters.
That's very good.
A lot of it is cricket related.
Do you want to have some gay animal news?
Oh, please.
We often talk about gay animals, and something I'm quite interested in, passionate about myself. Anyway.
As a gay animal,
yeah. Gay rodents, scientists have made baby mice.
Gay rodent, fuck me.
Scientists have made... It's great news for...
Where does he live? Clapham.
If you're a gay rodent, this is some great news, right? You're listening. Scientists have been able to make baby mice from cells of two fathers. So we were talking about it the other day. We were saying, like, in the future, you're going to be able to make a baby from like the DNA or cells of two men, right? So they've done it now in mice. So gay mice can have a kid now, which is lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Gay male mice can have a kid now. Scientists have done it.
From a blowjob?
From anal sex. But no, they've done it.
Experiment.
What? I know. Imagine if you met someone, you're like, what's your job? And I'm making gay mice have kids.
Yeah, what? Exactly. What's your job? What do you do every day, mate?
Well, niche market.
I've got these two mice.
They're proper gay.
Yeah, I just turn them on and
make them watch porn all day.
They're doing like obviously tests on the mice to see if they can do it in other mammals, but they've taken the cells of one mouse, a gay male mouse, and another gay male mouse, and they've made a gay baby.
There's a test for you.
What, the baby?
Google this.
It'll be gay, yeah.
Mr. What? Vomit. Google this. I wonder if anyone's ever done it. Does pornography work on animals?
Hang on a minute. What are you saying?
Sorry, does pornography work on animals?
Yeah, it does. I've got experience with that.
What, animals?
Does it?
No. I'll tell you what.
Dog watching, like dogs can see what's on the telly and stuff.
Yeah, no.
That's debatable.
No, it's not.
They can see other dogs, can't they? Does pornography work?
Mine are hopeless.
Oh, have you got dogs?
I've got two, yeah.
So there's me trying to educate you about dogs' rights.
Yes, I know. I have at the moment.
What dogs are they?
Send one to Thailand shortly.
Which breed?
I've got a Springer Beagle, and then I've got a Shit Malt or a Malty Shit. It's a multi shih tzu.
Small one, fluffy, white.
Fat. Yeah, chubby little fluffy thing. Yeah, complete opposite.
Fat. Fat. Monkeys watch porn. But I've got some evidence for you here. No, monkeys can do, but those dogs
they don't really. They look at the TV, but there's nothing.
That video,
there's no reaction.
Have you seen that video of the monkey jumping around the zoo? And it's an old woman.
It throws a shit on there. Yeah,
did I put that up, or did you put that up?
I think. Oh. But yeah, I've seen it. It's horrible.
It's just great. It hangs off on
no,
the
no,
point.
No, I can't go.
more gay animal news.
So, no, hold on. Before the gay animal news, whilst you two were flirting or whatever the fuck you were doing, I looked at your Instagram page. Jules Cameron DV. It's going to offend you, but I'm going to say it anyway. For a woman, it's a fucking funny page.
Oh, thank you.
For a woman, you're
for
funny.
For a woman, you're funny.
It's true.
Fucking hell, mate.
Credit
come
where
on.
It's due. No, credit where it's due. I'm
you like Roy Chubby Brown, you.
Listen, I'm not. I've only just started doing it. Women who are not funny.
I only literally started doing it properly since that Ibiza one went off in the summer.
Well, you're very good at it.
Thank you.
Everyone, follow Jules Cameron DV.
Do you know what I will say? What I do, which I'm very lucky enough to do for a living, I wish I'd have done it a year earlier. But what I mean by that is, don't give it away for free. At the minute, you bang things up on Instagram, or you get paid in like dopamine.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice when people
I've started to get some work, brands, but I've come to a bit of a plateau. I'm not really growing. My audience isn't growing, so maybe I should just capitalise on the
Instagram's
a cunt,
isn't it? Because you know, I follow you, but your videos never come up in my feed. Why not?
Do they not?
No, never. So I have to go and look at your page. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
My videos.
I think something's going on there because, yeah, I feel like mine just aren't getting as much.
My videos have got
much reach, and I've made them
twice as good since I started doing them.
Yeah, but it's not.
But when I did them, I was getting a million views. Now,
because everyone was at home in lockdown.
I'm lucky if I get 5,000 views, and they're twice as good.
They're good, yeah.
And people love them, so he's just fighting the algorithm.
It's like a fucking content house, this, right?
They share it, so you're trying to make these ones that people will be.
You want saves? That's the super.
Oh, saves, yeah.
This is not interesting.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it is interesting to people. It is interesting to people.
No, it's interesting to you, content creators.
but you know what?
I've got some gay animal news. It's really interesting. Okay, so gay animal news. Some more. This is fucking amazing.
Right, go on.
90% of giraffes are gay. 90% of male giraffes are gay.
They look it.
They do look gay, don't they? They're very.
I can see one with a bow tie on all of a sudden.
Yeah, and they're just.
Have you ever seen a giraffe have a fight?
Yeah, they're silent, aren't they?
Just neck each other.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're just a dinosaur fight.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just because they can't make because their neck's so long, they can't make any sounds with the vocal cords. Because the
giraffe doesn't make a sound.
It doesn't make any sound. They don't really? Have a sound because their neck's so long. There's no like
point.
The vibrations in the vocal cords, like the air or some shit, it just doesn't get there.
Whatever they're saying, by the time it gets to their mouth, we'll have gone out of fashion.
So they fight silently. You can just hear their heads cracking at each other.
Yeah, horrible. It's not actually. It's fascinating, but it's not a nice thing to see. It's quite.
I liked it.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
But have you seen giraffe in real life?
No. Nope.
Not as big as you think they are.
No,
I thought they'd be massive. Like,
well,
like
when did foot. You see one? Just down.
I saw one at the zoo
the other day.
Saw at the zoo, and I was like, not that big. Like, I thought they'd be like.
I refuse to take my kid to the zoo.
Yeah,
in the age of the internet, there's no need for a zoo. That is a prison, man. Them animals are going.
It is crazy. Weird. Like, we're in Camden right now. Fuck. It's weird that there's lions down the road, isn't it?
They've got a zoo there.
Yeah. There's lions and giraffes and hippos and all that a mile away in the middle of fucking London. What?
It's weird.
Why? And you whinge about museums with tiny little bits of pyramids in that. You've got to give them back. Fuck that. Give the animals back. They're still alive.
Give them where, though? Yeah. They've been born
they
there.
Now.
After this podcast,
after
I've gone and wound up the sex shop guy.
Should we go to the zoo today for my birthday?
Yeah, okay.
Love that.
Sex shop and then zoo.
Sex shop and then zoo.
I've got to quickly pop in the sex shop. But after I've gone and wound up the sex shop guy with my hidden camera, patreon.com, all that fans. London Zoo, release the animals.
A few years ago, some students went in there and they nicked a penguin and took it home. And then they were buzzing with him all night, messing around, and then took him back in the morning. And penguins are...
That's legendary.
They're amazing, aren't they, penguins? You know what they're called in China, direct translation?
Hang-ping.
No, stop that.
Well, I'm not allowed to do that.
No, you know, the name for them is Business Goose. Business Goose, because they've got a little suit on, haven't they?
They do, they sort of more look like little waiters.
Yeah, Business Goose.
Okay.
It's good. Also, gay animals. One more gay animal thing. Fruit flies are all going gay because of air pollution. So they rely heavily on the odour of pheromones. And anyway, air pollution's fucking up the pheromones. So all the gay, if you look at fruit flies now, all these blokes that are flying into each other, just knobbing each other.
Yeah. Hey, them little flies you sometimes get in your fucking shower.
And your fruit bowl.
I seem to get these little horrid. They are like little
No, but they're all bumming each other now.
Where are they coming from?
Fruit.
They come from the fruit.
No, they eat the fruit, don't they?
I've got fruit in my shower.
That's more. I think they're from shit.
Like damp.
Yeah. It's
just, yeah. Wow. My friend's apartment got flooded with shit, and she can't get rid of the flies.
How did that?
Some
happen?
Awful thing happened. It was awful, and go the whole on, place got completely flooded. She came back, and the whole place was some awful thing. The whole place. I mean, it's traumatic. The whole place had flooded with shit. It took about 6 months.
Did she own it?
To have to, yeah, it's awful.
Oh no.
And she's leaving. Like, she's leaving. She couldn't bear it. Anyway, they finally sorted it out, the council or whatever. But even now, when I stay at her house, it's these little black flies. And they're just literally...
It reminds you of the shit.
It's, that's where they're...
Can you still smell it?
You can't smell it. But yeah, they just...
Isn't it crazy that if a dead body's left to decay, or if a shit maybe is left to decay, it will turn into flies and...
Isn't that why they're birthed from shit? Don't want to be a fly,
yeah. I mean,
do you?
How else do you end up being a fly?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely the lowest.
Have you heard about these blue dogs in Russia?
No.
So there's these dogs, and have you ever seen dogs when, if you go to a country where dogs are, it's a bit more crazy, and people just, there's probably stray in India, dogs. In Vietnam, I saw, there's just like loads of stray dogs, and they all hang out together, and they run around, and they actually look like they're having the best time ever. They look like so much happier than living in a house.
Yeah, they've got like, yeah, like a big that. Brother.
Dog gangs.
Sort of like costume.
Top cat kind of
yeah,
stuff.
They're all just hanging out, like doing the thing.
Yeah, of course they are. Street dogs are the happiest guys in the world.
They really are, running around. But anyway, there's this factory that closed down in 6 years ago in Russia, and they had this like chemical factory, and there's some chemical there that's turned, all these dogs live there, like running around having a laugh, and they've all gone bright blue.
Yeah, and what do you mean?
Here's a photo of them. Look, it's like some chemical.
Yeah, I mean, they're quite, to be honest, it looks quite on brand.
Hang on, this chemical factory, look, they're all here and they're just running around having a laugh, but they're all bright blue.
So did they turned blue, they weren't born blue?
No, they've been eating this chemical, I think.
Oh, from the chemical.
Right? Yeah, but they look great. I want a blue dog.
Like Viagra blue, if anyone wants to picture that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know because I don't need it.
Listen to this, little tip for anyone.
With a penis.
Crush up Viagra, rub it into your eyes.
Yeah.
Makes you look hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes you what?
Look hard. Oh, God.
It.
Here he is.
Old school one.
One for the
working man's club. Someone asked me, did I want to do a little CIU tour?
What? What's that? I don't know.
Remember them?
Too old for that.
It was like a working man's club tour.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Working a comedy tour.
Man's club.
Where you like, what, go, you should get on that
new
like proper, like, you're dead funny, you are.
Yeah. Hey, lads.
You should get on that new channel, TV channel that Jim Davidson's launched. Is that
no
new
way.
Yeah, it's like, comedy like it used to be. He's like, we say it like it is, $6.99 a month, every day you get fucking two live shows, and he's on there just going, black people, they're shit.
Yeah. He's going turbo, Jim.
Yeah.
He's wound it back.
And that sounds really on brand for
only
you,
racism
like.
Well, channel.
Listen, apparently that's the box I've been put in, purely because I've refused to filter my thoughts. I apologise, what can I say?
Yeah.
So do you prefer cats or dogs? Dogs.
Dogs, yeah. I've got my two dogs.
I prefer cats.
Do you?
I like how naughty they are.
It's a fine line I tread between performance and reality. I'm not as unintelligent as people probably...
Don't give the game away.
Yeah, I know.
No, yeah. But anyway, cats. There's a lot of feral cats and they've broken into a body farm, which is for like scientific research where, you know, where you go, if you put your body, if it's... If you donate it to science.
If you died, so you didn't.
Yeah,
there, but.
In Colorado. But
I used to live in Colorado.
Did you?
Where is it?
Liar.
Whitewater.
No way.
So
I grew up down the road. I'm not even joking.
Fuck off, really?
Fuck?
I grew up in
lie.
Colorado. No, it's not. I grew up in Colorado till 7. I used to speak. That's why I'm so good at the American accent.
What? What's the Colorado accent?
No, Colorado, I could just do a normal American accent. When I grew up in America...
Did you have that when you were a kid?
Yeah, no, when I grew up in America, I was looked after by these nannies from South Carolina. So till I was 5, you see all videos of me, I'm going, Mama, can I have some milk? I had a proper deep South accent.
Who the fuck are you? What the, like, this life you've led is amazing.
Yeah, well, I was an army brat. My dad was stationed at Fort Carson down the road from there in Colorado.
That's amazing that I brought this up then as well.
That's why you never had no friends. And that's me being horrible.
That's why.
That and you were a little cunt.
I was also just really fat and ugly. Yeah.
You kept moving around.
The ugly duckling syndrome.
Really?
Yeah, bad, yeah.
So
I tried to be funny because I didn't have much else going for me at the time. Well,
anyway, cats.
Yeah, sorry.
A load of feral cats in Whitewater where you used to live. I didn't know they hung around in gangs as well when they're feral, but they do. They've broken into the scientific research place where people have donated their bodies to science.
Yeah.
And they've eaten 40 corpses.
Oh my God. Legends.
I mean, I know.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're
you
like, would. Fuck this, let's eat all those dead people. Yeah, they've gone in. Yeah, cats have gone in and munched them all.
Before they ate them, they licked them for
But you,
hours.
If you were the. if you were the owner, if you were the owner of the dead body,
I would let a cat eat me if I died. My cat can eat me if
I die.
Yeah,
but then you'd like to have the cat to know that you're to know that like your dead dad is in that cat. You'd want.
I was That's in a good point,
isn't it? You could call
if
it after the
if
dad.
Some cat ate your dad's dick, then you'd be like, "You, I'm keeping that cat because my dad's dick lives on in it." What do you want a cat that had eaten your dead dad's dick?
Just part of anything, any part of it. Doesn't
matter. Do you like cats?
I'm not a big cat fan. I'm more of a dog.
But you would like it if it had your dad's dead dick in its stomach.
Dead anything. It doesn't have to be, you know. Like,
I'm just checking the extremes.
You wouldn't know if it had the dick. You'd just be any
What if they're like, Jules, really sorry, some feral cats broke into the Scientific Research Centre and they've eaten your dad's dick. Do you want this cat, though, because it needs a good home?
Of course. You'd call it cool dick. Or
yeah, that's all right. Thank you, guys.
I've had two cats.
They were both called Audrey.
You have dogs as well.
Both called Jeannie.
Do you have a dog?
No.
Do you have a dog?
No. I've got a cat. I did have two cats. Dogs.
There's no way.
No, they're really hard work. I'm having a nightmare right now. I've just had to send. I'm having to send one to Thailand.
The only listen. No disrespect to anyone who's got a dog. I know you love your dogs. I definitely don't want to hear about your dog. Love your dog, but.
No,
what are you doing walking around with a little bag that and you pick up dog shit, bro?
Don't you have to pick up cat shit only because they have trays?
Listen, I'm not picking up.
You change your baby's nappies. I bet you don't actually. I bet you make your missus.
No, they are good company.
I've never changed a nappy in my life.
Of course you've not.
They are good company.
No, I'm a cat guy, but dogs, they take up too much of your time and they're like, ooh, I used to be a wolf, but look at me now, I'm fucking pathetic. Yeah, you are. Cat's out on its own, just having a good time.
Yeah, they don't take as much work. Dogs are a lot of work, I must say. Like, when he left for Thailand, I was like,
When the guy went off to the monks, he just left you with the dogs?
He said he'd take them, but didn't think I was just going to ship them off to Thailand, but it's got to the point
if
now
where... If he's listening now, what's the message for him?
Stop it.
He won't be listening.
I'm going to cry.
Nobody listens.
Oh, no, I'm joking. No, I've actually, funny enough, just this morning emailed him to tell him that he can take one of the dogs with him.
What, as part of the divorce?
Communicate, email.
Yeah. I just can't cope with both of them. It's too much.
How do you...
I've got to move to London. I can't bloody find anywhere that would rent me with dogs.
Just get rid of the dogs. Just give them to an old lady.
Or just drop them in a river.
Just put them in the Thames.
Can I have your husband's email address?
No, don't. I hope he never listens.
He can't possibly have an email. He's a monk. Reverse
cowboy. I can do some accent.
Go on then.
I used to do a bit more like Cheryl Cole, Simon, can I come back to The X Factor, please?
Can I beat up someone in the toilets?
That's sensational.
That's good, yeah.
Do that again, I'm going to shut my eyes for that.
No. Go on, do it.
Go on.
Simon, will you just have us back to The X Factor?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Let us come back to George's house, please. Now, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to... You've got 20 minutes, and I'm probably going to go through about 12 minutes of that myself.
Let's let Jules speak, yeah. Us two never shut the fuck up.
You do impressions like you just did. To be honest, your face is half obscured by that mic. But you looked a bit like Cheryl Cole when you did it.
How much have you drunk?
No,
could that be to do with the mushroom chocolate you
were I'm all right, but I'm not Cheryl Cole.
I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is go back, listen to the Kevin episode. Do you remember him saying about when he does his
impressions? Can't stop talking about Kevin, can we?
He takes on the mannerisms.
Do you do that?
There's certain.
What of Cheryl Cole? I don't really know what her mannerisms are.
I don't know. You'd have to watch the Kevin episode, the best episode.
Kevin is my ex-boyfriend, who's now his boyfriend, and I'm very angry about it.
Warwick Davis impression. He did that with the little legs.
I've got a video of it, he just won't let me put it online. It was the funniest thing ever.
Mate, this impression of Warwick Davis in kind of Tony.
I don't know if I'd take on the character.
You look like you did. When you did the Cheryl, I was, like, I don't know, you did something that was Cheryl.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
I've got some more news to talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
Nonce news.
Oh, God. Yes.
Paedophile dwarf is spared jail because he's too short. So he's been arrested after contacting two children on Facebook and asking them for pictures.
Where's he from? Where's he from?
He's from Powys, Wales. And Brian Bowen, and he's only 3 foot tall or something. Anyway, he's done some nonsense on the internet. He's been arrested for it, but they've not sent him to jail because they said he's too small.
Mental.
I know. So what do you do with him? I think I'll put him in a barrel and drown him. I don't know. How can you be too small for prison?
Depends how big the prison is. No, but I don't know. Yeah,
that's weird though, isn't it?
When you break that question down, how can you be too small for prison? Well, if you're the size of a fruit fly,
you'll get through the bars.
Yeah, you'll get out. But
has more when you're in prison,
normal M word.
Do you reckon this little dwarf guy would? This little dwarf guy though, he would be just used as a little fuck puppet, wouldn't he? In prison, just pick him up and have a wank with him all the.
I don't know.
He's spared prison because
he looks like he should be.
No, yeah, he's not allowed because he's too short.
To be honest,
these make small prisons. Everyone in Bulgaria is in prison.
Reverse cowboy.
More nonce news. 85-year-old Florida man has been arrested after he's been trying to buy a child in a supermarket. He's been going over to people going, can I buy your child under a grand? And they were like, no.
No. He said no.
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Under a grand?
100 grand.
Oh.
100 grand. And they've gone, and he has no shame. They've gone over to him and gone, are you trying to buy a child for 100 grand? And he's like, yes, because I want one. So were you a fat, ugly kid then?
Yeah.
So you didn't get nonced?
Fucking cares what
No, I wasn't. Basically, what happened...
Did anyone try and nonce you? No.
No, I was in the playground. I wasn't allowed to be involved with any of the boys or anything, so I was like the fat, ugly one. So that's why I started the impersonations, because that was the only way to get... So basically, in the playground, they used to play like Blind Date back in the day, like Cilla Black.
Surprise, Cilla's here.
Fat bitch to you.
Yeah, so I had to play Cilla. So that's like where I started with the impersonations.
So you've had CBT. You've gone back... But you've wound it all back to being in the playground.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've done it all back. Done it all the therapy and plant medicines and...
All right, fans, have you ever pretended that you're into astrology to fuck a woman?
No, I've never pretended I'm into anything to fuck a woman. That's vile.
But also, what sign are you?
No, but do you know what?
What sign are you, babe?
Aquarius. Have you ever been
to... God, disgusting. Sorry,
was that the wrong
same
answer?
As you. There
he is. Hey, yeah. Fire.
My birthday's next week.
Have you ever been to the observatory, Greenwich Park?
I haven't, no.
Where time began.
Trust me. It's right near where I live. I live right. Mm. So when you're talking about you want to.
Greenwich is nice. Yeah, I've heard Greenwich is nice.
Greenwich is next to Black, and that's about as green as you can get.
Yeah.
As close as you can get. Anyway, it really is. But in Greenwich Park, that Greenwich Observatory, I'm smashed.
Yeah, it's nice, is it? Should we go?
It's nice. Should we go?
Planetarium, go back, cinema.
Yeah.
A few more things I've got to say. Do you want to say how old you are or not?
I'm 35.
You're turning 36, right? That's what you're saying?
36, married to a monk, guys. Queue up. Line him up.
That guy's an idiot. However, if you were Chinese, you'd be 36, 10, 37, because as soon as you're born, you're one in China.
What?
But they don't give you the zero year. They're like, you're one. You're like, what the fuck? I don't want to be one. I've just been born. They're idiots, really, aren't they? It's surprising they're taking over the world. Yeah, you're one from day one.
What?
Should we talk about them taking over the world, the new world order?
We always do, me and you, don't we? Yeah, it's a topic you're quite passionate about.
I'm an expert, aren't I?
You are, yeah, TikTok expert.
Didn't look like an expert in anything right now, love.
He's been to the University of YouTube. He's got a PhD in nonsense.
No, I don't need YouTube.
In nonce.
My dad watches YouTube. No VHS.
Hang on a minute. One thing I want to talk to you about. You've been cheating on me with another podcast, haven't you?
Oh, what?
You've been cheating on me with another podcast.
Well, I went on another podcast.
Yeah, cheating on me.
Yeah, so what?
So tell me about it.
Me?
I know, Don, but tell me about it.
Oh, it was all
right. I'm a cool boyfriend.
Oh, what, you're being cool about it?
How was he?
Yeah, exactly.
How was he for you?
Did you do a good job, yeah? I'm cool with it. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, maybe I could come watch next time.
Oh, God. Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
What were they called?
Dead Men Talking podcast.
Unfortunately, you had to go to Bolton for it, didn't you?
I had to
you?
Go to fucking Bolton for it, yeah.
It's Bolton, miles away and it's a shithole.
Is that near Leeds? I lived in Leeds for about 6 years.
You've not been alive enough years to live all these places you've lived.
Been all over the place, mate. I've been all over. Yeah, Leeds was where it all went very wrong indeed.
Is that where you met the monk?
No, not at all. It's just where I met loads of
caters.
And then I ended up in Ibiza.
Oh, God.
I can't believe no one listens to this fucking podcast, to be honest.
I can after today.
I mean, after today, I'm definitely going to up the views. Yeah. For sure.
Been good. One of the better ones.
Listen, both of you have been fucking brilliant today. I just want to say that. Just going to put that out there. Both of you have been brilliant. Yeah. Just as a mate, I want to say that.
I'll tell you something I've seen. I'll tell you what, it's very easy. Podcasts copying other podcasts. Let's talk about that.
No one's going to copy this one.
Especially
I was just happened to randomly see some podcast doing. They've obviously done a poll, put it out to the listeners or whatever. And it's, oh, my mate at work's got a name called Goldfish Bob because he's got one leg bigger than the other and he walks around in circles, whatever. And they, they fake laugh. Yeah. Next one, guys.
They do that on the Dead Man Talking, actually, though.
Oh, yeah. Fake laughing is.
We never laugh.
I don't even laugh.
No, because we're too miserable and ill.
I find it funny. It's an internal laugh.
This is 41. Can't bloody wait. I sort of see it in my midst. Now that I'm over 35, I can just see it. It's, wow, this is what I've got to look forward to.
Yeah, it's all downhill from now on.
Yeah, it feels like it currently.
You start thinking, fuck, I can't even double my age and expect to be alive.
Yeah.
I'm over the hill.
But you seem like you're sorted. You're married, you've got kids.
I'm not married.
But you've got a partner.
It's a luxury. If I ever find 30 grand in a bag, I'll get married.
If you find 30 grand in a bag, go on holiday for 2 years.
But you've got a partner.
Oh, yeah.
You're set.
No, I'm not.
35 married to a monk, mate.
But you know what?
I want to marry a monk.
The positive of that is I'm locked in. That's me. Done. Yeah?
I've got it all to come.
You might not have that, but you have got the opportunity of all that. Whereas I've got that, and that's what I've got. And
you don't know that. I thought that's what I had, and then...
Framer, you're looking at it in your mind.
No, it's exciting. Look at where I am.
Imagine you go home tonight and your missus goes to you, I'm going to go and be a nun. Fuck off. You'd be like...
Make sure you take the fucking kids with her.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon. Only £1 per month for a guaranteed 4 episodes, plus random extra bollocks. We love you.
Have you heard that monkeys have reached the glory hole stage of evolution? So they've evolved, they've got glory holes now.
Oh man, you're just talking about that.
I'm telling you, monkeys have got...
Did you actually marry this guy?
I'm still married.
So you had a wedding?
Yeah, in South Africa. It was lovely.
Really?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
How long did it last?
Cape Town. I'm still married, so...
It's a beautiful environment and stuff.
Yeah, I was married in front of a huge mountain.
All the barbed wire hidden. Not in photos.
No, none of that.
No black people there. Get out.
No, that's what my dad went to South Africa and he said...
The singers and the dancers.
Yeah, the staff.
He said it's beautiful.
South Africa is one of my favourite countries in the world.
Because there's no black people.
There's a bit of barbed wire knocking about, isn't there?
Of course, there's barbed wire here, mate. We're in Camden. No.
I haven't seen any barbed wire this morning. That is one of the most offensive sights.
Barbed wire? Who invented that? What a prick.
It's just fucking horrible to see.
So anyway, in Japan... A monkey has gotten pregnant. And they're like, how the fuck's this monkey gotten pregnant? Because they had their females and the males separate. And the male has like drilled a hole in the wall somehow with his finger. And he got it, and he's been putting his dick through it. And then they've got this lady monkey pregnant. So yeah, they've got through to the glory hole stage of evolution, which is amazing.
You didn't see her?
What? No, he didn't see her. He's just like, I can smell your monkey pussy.
So she got pregnant, doesn't know who the monkey father is.
They just know each other through a wall. But there she's got... And she's
it's like
a
getting married at first sight,
the thing is,
blind
people get upset.
Can I say something? Monkey... It's such a broad term. It's like human, right? So when I say monkey...
It's a gibbon.
What do you picture? Because I've got a little... I've got a chimpanzee in my mind. A little black...
Bubbles, Michael Jackson's boyfriend.
Michael Jackson, Bubbles.
He got bummed, didn't he?
Better a monkey than a child, too.
We both got it.
Docile Bangkok monkeys.
Sexy monkey.
Sex monkey.
I'd love a monkey.
It's a sexy monkey.
While I swear you looked at him and said, sex monkey.
That's flirting, if I've ever seen it. Do you know, when I was 7, my parents got divorced, and I was like, this is shit, but I'm going to use it to my advantage. I always wanted a monkey. Michael Jackson was my hero, and I was like, I want bubbles. I want a monkey. Like, fucking, I want a monkey. Kept asking for one. Mum was like, you can't have a monkey. What the fuck are you on about? Anyway, as soon as he got divorced, it was my birthday, which brings us back to birthdays. And me and my brother and my mum were staying at my nana's house because they were going through its breakup. Anyway, staying there in this little flat, and my mum came and she was like, listen, I know it's been really hard for you, all this stuff. It's your birthday. What will make you happy? And I was like, fucking monkey. Like, sort me out, monkey. My mum was like, looking at me like, I didn't understand getting a monkey is pretty hard in Lancashire in fucking 1990 or whatever it was. And she's like, looking at me going, don't know if I can do that. I was like, mum, if you want me to be all right about you fucking leaving dad for that younger bloke, then I need a monkey, you bitch.
Yeah, quite.
Didn't get me a monkey.
You didn't get it?
No, so for that, mum, I'll never forgive you, bastard.
Well, she did not try hard enough.
Mm. Basically, if my 8-year-old asked me for a monkey...
Yeah. You'd get
Take him to Camden Zoo.
To be fair, if it was my daughter, I probably would end up getting a one.
You know what the problem is? They stink, probably.
I don't think it's... So you don't want them in the zoo, but he's basically going to be in a zoo if he's living with you.
Dad. Give me a monkey, Dad. I'll be okay with a divorce. Remember them American films? You're old enough.
Yeah. You're old enough.
Yeah.
There was always a scene, about 7/8 of the way, near the end, where there'd be a kid sitting on a fucking bunk bed, on the bottom bunk of
sad.
The bunk bed, sad.
A sad kid.
With a little yellow bowl hair, Super Bowl fucking Macaulay Culkin haircut. And he'd be throwing a baseball into the old family glove.
Yeah, he'd always be like, Dad didn't come and watch the game.
Dad didn't see me at practice today. And the mum comes in, don't worry, Dad's in the middle of Philadelphia with a machine gun, though.
No, he was always in a suit, like, smashing his secretary at night, I'll be there, son. I'll be there, Junior. And then he never was there.
I had this thought yesterday. In Home Alone, when she forgets the kid. And I was thinking yesterday, I've got ADHD, so I forget shit all the time. And I was thinking, like, when you're watching it as a kid, you're like, how could she ever forget her child? But literally, now I was thinking yesterday, it just came to my head. I was like, I could easily forget my kid.
I reckon she did it on purpose.
I could easily
when
do
they've
it.
Got that many.
I was like, you know, as an adult, you're like, you know,
yeah, they got loads, haven't they?
She did have a lot. I actually had the thought, I actually did it on purpose
because he's a little shit, wasn't he?
There's a Channel 5 family, yeah? They've got about 25 kids.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about them.
Professional kid
they keep making them.
Yeah. But listen, they were always the little Channel 5 plaything, got a couple of hundred quid every couple of years for a little documentary about 25 kids and counting. Last few years, TikTok, they are smashing it. Rich empire family.
They run a bakery, don't they? They don't fuck about.
Listen, you want to see making
they're not benefits, getting benefits for the kids.
The bloke's got like 50
this is insane.
They all look after each other, so actually it's better for them.
It's a production.
Why would you have that many kids, though? You're a fucking idiot. And also, the world.
How do you know any of your kids? When you've got 25 kids, how the fucking hell do you know what that one's like?
I have no idea. What's your fucking name?
Like a little conveyor belt. But anyway, apparently they're doing really well for themselves on Patreon.
I've got 5 minutes left, just letting you know.
Okay, well. Yeah, I mean, it's very.
See, Paris,
we've only got five minutes.
I used to do a bit of her.
So
That's so hot.
I think she was on Lorraine Kelly or whatever.
And she was doing her real voice.
You tell me about it because I didn't watch
I didn't actually watch it. I just remember someone said to me that, like, she was putting on a character always. You know how she used to always speak like that? It's so hot. Yeah, like, really? Oh my God, that's so hot. But apparently it was all her.
Yeah, it was. She's actually really smart, I think. Like, and I like her. But yeah, she was acting all the time. Have you ever seen the porn video she did?
No.
Sex tape.
I have, but it's underwhelming. I like the Kardashian, though. Kardashian. I'll tell you, what a fucking salt.
Not bad though. They're horrible, aren't they?
I like she's getting people out of prison now.
That body shape and everything. Like, she's a sexy bird.
Well,
don't even.
Whatever, yeah.
Who cares? Like, it's true, isn't it?
She's spent a lot of time making herself that way, I think. Yeah, but I would.
Fuck am I talking about?
I would take her out for a three-course meal and I'd say, your hair looks lovely, Kim.
You look great, Kim.
You look bloody lovely today.
Absolutely.
Good hair, actually.
She's got good everything.
She's got that fucking
billionaire.
Of course she does. Can I just say you do have really good hair? You really do.
I know, yeah. If you see my pubes.
Silver.
Very shiny.
What shampoo do you use, Leo?
Believe it or not, I use Head and Shoulders.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
I'm a gammon. Brexit fucking...
Listen, a brand doesn't last that long. That's been around for 20 years. It doesn't last that long without being good.
And I wear Brute and Lynx Africa as well, so I can't call them racist.
No?
I'm not can.
I've loads of black chicks.
So. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Done a couple.
This podcast is going to shit.
No, sorry, this is me being out.
Right, so we're
going
to say goodbye now, but yeah, All Right Fans has done a couple of black chicks. And Jules, is it Julia?
Yeah, it is Julia, but Jules.
Jules is so hard to live with that her husband went to wank off some monks. So let's say goodbye, everyone. Thank you very much for coming
Thanks for coming on, Jules.
All the best.
Happy birthday.
At Jules Cameron DV.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
You want to see what she looks like. Gratitude, arrivederci.
Off I pop.
Can you say in one of your accents, fuck off, everyone?
Fuck off, everyone. Fucking hell.
There you go.
Get the fuck off.
What a bite.
Right.
What a bite. Cheers.
Bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.